Types of real property. Just as there are areas of specialization within the real estate industry, there are different types of property in which to specialize. Real estate can be classified as residential, single-family or multifamily housing in urban, suburban, or rural areas. Commercial office space, shopping centers, stores, theaters, hotels, and parking facilities. Industrial warehouses, factories, land and industrial districts, and power plants. Agricultural, farms, timberland, ranches, and orchards. Special purpose, churches, schools, cemeteries, and government-held lands. The real estate market supply and demand. The forces of supply and demand in the market determine how prices for goods and services are set. Greater supply means producers need to attract more buyers, so they lower prices. Greater demand means producers can raise their prices because buyers compete for the product. Supply and demand in the real estate market. Two characteristics of real estate govern the way the market reacts to the pressures of supply and demand: uniqueness and immobility. Uniqueness means that no matter how similar two parcels of real estate may appear, they are never exactly alike. Each occupies its own unique geographic location, and two properties are never exactly the same inside. Immobility refers to the fact that property cannot be relocated to satisfy demand where supply is low. Nor do buyers necessarily make relocation decisions based on greater housing supply in a certain locale. For these reasons, real estate markets are local markets. When supply increases and demand remains stable, prices go down. When demand increases and supply remains stable, prices go up. Factors affecting supply: labor force and construction costs. A shortage of skilled labor or building materials or an increase in the cost of materials can decrease the amount of new construction. Government controls. Local governments also can influence supply. Land use controls, building codes, and zoning ordinances help shape the character of a community and control the use of land. Governmental financial policies. The government's monetary policy can have a substantial impact on the real estate market. The Federal Reserve Board establishes a discount rate of interest for the money it lends to its member banks. These interest rates play a significant part in people's ability to buy homes. Governmental agencies, such as the Federal Housing Administration and the Department of Veterans Affairs, also have an impact by insuring or guaranteeing loans. Policies on the taxation of real estate can have both significant and complex effects on the real estate market. Real estate taxation is a necessary source of revenue for local governments. Factors affecting demand. Population shelter is a basic human need, so the demand for housing grows with the population. Although the total population of the country continues to rise, the demand for real estate increases at a faster rate in some areas than in others. Demographics is the study and description of the population. The population of a community is a major factor in determining the quantity and type of housing in that community. Family size, the ratio of adults to children, the ages of children, the number of retirees, family income, lifestyle, and the growing number of single-parent and empty-nester households are all demographic factors that contribute to the amount and type of housing needed. Employment and wage levels. Decisions about whether to buy or rent and how much to spend on housing are closely related to income. When job opportunities are scarce or wage levels low, demand for real estate usually drops. Land, real estate, and real property. Land is defined as the earth's surface extending downward to the center of the earth and upward to infinity. Land includes not only the surface of the earth, but also the underlying soil. Land also refers to objects that are naturally attached to the earth's surface, such as boulders and plants. Land includes the minerals and substances that lie far below the earth's surface. It even includes the air above the earth, all the way up into space. Real estate is defined as land at, above, and below the earth's surface, plus all things permanently attached to it. The term real estate is similar to the term land, but it means much more. Real estate includes natural land, along with all human-made improvements. An improvement is any artificial addition to land, such as a building or a fence. The term improvement, as used in the real estate industry, refers to any addition to the land. Land also may be improved by streets, utilities, sewers, and other additions that make it suitable for building. Real property is defined as the interests, benefits, and rights that are included in the ownership of land and real estate. Real property includes the surface, subsurface, airspace, any improvements, and the bundle of legal rights, the legal rights of ownership that attach to the ownership of a parcel of real estate. Air rights. The rights to use the space above the earth may be sold or leased independently, provided the rights have not been preempted by law. Air rights can be an important part of real estate, particularly in large cities where air rights over railroads must be purchased to construct office buildings. Now that air travel is common, the courts in the U.S. Congress have put limits on air rights. With the continuing development of solar power, air rights, solar rights, and even view rights are being closely examined by the courts. Air and solar rights are established by laws and ordinances that vary widely from state to state.